I'm Sheila Brummer with Sealand Public Media News. COVID-19 is continuing to ramp up in Iowa. There were almost 2,200 cases on Saturday, according to the Iowa Capital Dispatch. Woodbury County's seven-day test positivity rate is 6% with 98 cases in 1 week. The Dakota County Health Department says the 14-day test positivity rate is more than 9.5% with 82 new cases during that time frame. And the annual Labor Day picnic in Sioux City has been canceled due to an increase of COVID-19 cases. And lawmakers in the South Dakota House are trying to pressure Governor Noem to call a special session. They want to pass a ban on employers requiring COVID-19 vaccinations, even as cases continue to climb. However, Noem is not easing to the pressure. She says there is not widespread support for a special session. And Sioux City Mayor Pro Tem Dan Moore tells Siouxland Public Media he has filed his nomination petition for city council today. Woodbury County Auditor Pat Gill said if more than six people file for three open seats, there will be a primary on October 5th. Otherwise, a combined city school election will take place countywide on November 2nd. Pete Greckin says he will not seek a third term on the city council for Sioux City. Alex Waters' seat is also up for re-election. He told Siouxland Public Media a couple of weeks ago he was still undecided. And the South Dakota Supreme Court is weighing whether to unseal a search warrant and affidavits, an investigation into billionaire banker turned philanthropist T. Denny Sanford for possible possession of child pornography. The court documents are sealed and refer only to an implicated individual. Attorneys did not name Sanford as they made their arguments to the court today. However, one person briefed on the case by law enforcement told the Associated Press the hearing involved Sanford and a legal effort by media organizations to unseal court records in the investigation. Sanford has not been charged with any crime. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.